Beckenham in April 1969. Man is 3 months away from walking on the moon. Space Oddity is still very much a work in progress.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
Mary Finnegan was a single mother of two working in journalism. One back garden sunbathing session would change her life.
I could hear my neighbour's domestic life going on, coming out of the window above my head with some very interesting music.
This is Major Tom to ground control.
So I called up Hello, Who's Playing, and David popped his head out of the window and said, "Hello, I'm David." And I said, "Would you like to come downstairs for a cup of tea and some tincture of cannabis," which was legally prescribed for me.
And I'm floating in the most peculiar way.
David stayed well into the wee small hours talking, and by that time I had invited him to become my lodger.
How was he as a tenant?
We was never a tenant-landlady relationship. You couldn't call it that. Not from the word go. We did become lovers fairly soon afterwards.
Within a month, they'd set up a weekly folk night at the local pub. A more ambitious project, the Beckenham Arts Lab, would follow.
Everybody got drawn into this. And for that period of time between April and September 1969, Beckenham was absolutely fizzing with excitement and activity.
I'm thinking Beckenham in 1969 would have been a drab place.
It was. It was a commuter dormitory. And it was very staid indeed. And it still has to this day an unbroken lineage of Conservative MPs. Okay, I've got this poster.
The summer would culminate with them organising what is claimed to be the country's first free rock festival.
That is a picture of David taken in 1969 at the original festival.
An event commemorated on David Bowie's second album.
Maybe I should announce it. Sure. Memory of a free festival.
It was the pinnacle of that summer.
The children of the summer's end gathered in the dampened grass.
It was ecstatically happy.
Played our songs and felt the London sky.
It was just the most uplifting experience for all of us except David, because his father had died a week previously, and he was absolutely devoted to his father, and he was in extreme grief. He was devastated.
The summer ended, so had Mary and David's romantic relationship.
I'd been in London and I came back. I walked into David's bedroom, and there was a notebook by the side of his bed which had a song scribbled in it, which was all about beautiful Angie. It transpired that he had been bisexually multi-timing me for the entire period of our relationship. I was just one among many, of whom Angie was probably the principal.
Tell my wife I love her very much.
But Mary Finnegan believes that by writing her own story, this formative period of Bowie's life has finally been given the prominence it deserves.
I would say it was probably the bedrock of his stardom. He acquired a following, and he had an environment, a basis on which to develop his talent.
Time may change me.